Wake up. Wake up. Look, I'm sorry. I know it's really late and you're tired, but I had a bad dream and I don't want to go back to sleep all alone in my room. Can I sleep with you? Please. Come on, you used to let me sleep in here with you all the time when we were little. It's different. Why is it different? Come on. Oh, because we're older. Please, look. You know how I get with my nightmares and they, like, freak me out. I need someone there. Really? Thank you. So don't get angry, but can we cuddle, please? Please, pretty please, with a cherry on top, with sprinkles. I know you like sprinkles. Come on, I'm cold. It's always cold in my room. I need warmth or I'm gonna die. I would not be dramatic. Can you be my baby? Wow, you're so warm. Oh, yeah, I am cold. Am I wearing pants? No. I don't sleep in pants. Oh, I'm sorry, I fucking woke up, I freaked the fuck out, and I just came right to your room. Sorry, I didn't think to put on pants. Listen, it doesn't have to be weird. Don't think about it too much. Besides, you're warm. And get closer. Remember all those times when we were little and I would come running to your room like every other night because I was afraid of the monsters under my bed or the monsters in my closet. And you would check and it wouldn't be enough still because they would be like hiding or something. So, you let me sleep in your room. And I'd be so scared still, because I was afraid of the dark. So you tell me stories, and you made me laugh to calm me down until I fell asleep. You really thought I would forget? Of course not. I don't say this often because I don't want you to get a big head over it, but you're the best big brother ever. You're welcome. welcome. You always look out for me, and you always were there when I needed you. Yeah, I think I am a pretty cool little sister. Thanks. Listen, I don't mean to bring this up, because it's probably awkward, but doesn't your girlfriend usually sleep over on Fridays? And she stays till like Saturday night or whatever. Where is she? Oh, you guys broke up. You dumped her? Why? I thought you guys were like madly in love or whatever. Oh, she slept with another guy. Yikes. Oh, it was one of your friends? Double yikes. Dude, I'm sorry. I didn't know. If I knew, I wouldn't bring it up. Are you sure it's fine? I mean, if we don't have to talk about it if you don't. Oh. Okay, how did you find out, even? Your friend told you. The one that she... Oh. Damn, dude. She was a bitch anyways. Like, fuck her. You know? I don't say that about all your exes or your girlfriends or whatever. Well, maybe I do. Well, I don't like any of them. Because none of them were, you know, very kind to you. I feel like they took advantage of your niceness. Because you're thoughtful and considerate of everyone, and you're sweet. None of them deserved you. I mean, I wouldn't if we were you know, in a hypothetical situation, if we weren't related, you know. This is weird when it comes out of my mouth. Never mind. What? Okay. If we weren't brother and sister, I think I would be the perfect girl for you. Don't make fun of me. Okay, I'll fucking say it. I've had a crush on you since we were like kids. It's probably fucking weird, but you know, you're always nice to me and stuff. Did you just get hard? No, that's... You're hard right now. Don't move away, it's fine. It feels good. Your cock pressing against my ass like that. Does it feel good if I wiggle my ass against your waist like that? Is that a moan? Can I? stroke your cock. It's not like it's the first time I've ever seen one or seen yours. Look, I know it's been a while for you. Let me do this for you, you know? You do stuff for me all the time. Just pull these boxers down and oh wow, the way it sprung off your boxers. Okay. You know, I've never seen it hard like this up close. I have to tell you. Sometimes you wouldn't close your door all the way, and I'd walk by your bedroom door, and I could see you jerking off in bed or sitting at your desk. And I just, you're just so big, and you sound so good, and you moan. Watching you stroke, it was like I was hypnotized. Oh, fuck, you feel so good in my hands. Fuck. And sometimes, I knew you were home, and because our rooms are next to each other, whenever I touch myself, I'd make sure I moan extra loud so you can hear me. I did that on purpose. I wanted you to know that your little sister isn't so little anymore, and she has urges too. Whenever I was rubbing my clit, I was thinking about you. Well, you're practically throbbing. Whoa, I wasn't expecting you to flip me over and get on top of me. What are you gonna do to me? Your hands. Oh my god. Fuck. Oh, it feels so good. Even outside my underwear. Fuck. No, don't stop. I'll try to be quiet. I know Mom and Dad are sleeping. Fuck. I know my panties are soaked already. Bigger than mine. Oh, fuck. Oh, they reach so much deeper than mine, too. Oh. I'm putting my legs back, guy. What are you? Shaft is rubbing against. Feels so good. Fuck. My tits. Now yeah, they're bigger than you remember. Last time you saw them, you were like taking a bath together as kids. Can you twist my nipples like that? Your tongue. Fuck. Yeah, you like the way your little sister's nipples feel in your mouth. They feel in your fingertips as you twist and pull at them. Fuck. Please fuck me. I need it. You're stretching me open. Oh, you really slid right in. Fuck. Please, don't make me beg. Please pound my needy little cunt. With your big cock. It feels so fucking good. Oh, fuck. Yeah, harder. Do you like the way your little sister's pussy feels wrapped around your cock? Yeah. Fuck. Fuck, I'm all yours. I'm all yours, big brother. Yeah, fuck me deep. Fuck. Fuck. close. I'm getting close. Yeah, I want to come all over your cock. Please. Let me come on your cock. I want to come on Big Brother's fucking cock. You're gonna come with me? Oh, fuck. Yes, please come with me. I want you to fill me with your seed. Yes. Can we cuddle still? Yeah, pull it slow. Thing. I haven't come that hard in a long time. You too. I love you.